Hallelujah. We have come to reemphasize our faith. We have come before the Lord's table. We have come to the cross of the Lord Jesus, where our matter was settled. As often as we do this, we do show forth his death till he come. Everything about the communion is pointing to the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the sacrificial lamb, is the Passover lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And that lamb must be clean, spotless. That is what this ordinance that is given. That is what the ordinance that is given is, to make us, remind us regularly how we receive our redemption, how we receive our salvation. It's to remind us, and everything about it is symbolic. He was sinless. That's why the bread, a type of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, is unleavened bread. No sin was found in it. No sin was found in him. No sin. His blood was not ordinary blood. That is why the wine is not ordinary wine. It's not just the color red. There's something in his blood that preserves us, that converts, that strengthens us. What is in his blood is a preservative that gives us eternal life. Eternal life is in him, and it is in his blood. That's why, as a point of contact or symbolic of that eternal life, that preservative power that is in the blood of Jesus, the wine must have alcohol, because alcohol is a preservative. And the timing also, it is at the end of God's program for redemption that he brought Christ. And it was in the evening that the Passover lamb was eaten in Egypt. Egypt, a type of the world. Israel, a type of God's elect, you and I. Ready to go to the promised land. It was taken in the evening. And if you read the story, when they ate it, they were ready to go. As the day broke, they were out of Egypt. So even the timing for taking communion is important if we really want to look at the cross very well. But apart from that ceremony, the most important aspect of it all is that we take a reflection of what God did on the cross on Calvary. Get the impact of what he did on the cross on Calvary. And every time when you are able to truly grasp what he did on the cross, and truly by revelation see that he did it for you in particular, there's something he does. It rearranges your spiritual life. It rearranges your faith. And more so is, actually an opportunity for God to confirm to you the story that you had of what he did on the cross. It's an opportunity for God to let you know the benefit of the cross. If communion is properly approached, properly taken, communion service, it achieves, among other things, it affords opportunity for us to renew our vows to serve God the more. Serve God better. Total commitment to God. Which comes out of a knowledge of what he did that produces love, love for him. When you see what he suffered to save you, then you will appreciate him so much. You will then enter into a relationship with him for better, for worse. You will stand with him. In the afternoon, I was having my own personal prayers. And I took a reflection of my life. And I was asking myself, as I was praying, what reason have I got not to serve you, Lord? Why will I not serve you? Which reason do I have not to serve you? And you can only come to this realization when you really reflect on what salvation is. And place yourself properly. Not religious placement, but a placement that comes from a realization, a true realization of who this God is, who he is to you. So when we come together like this, it's not just a religious gathering. The devil has, through carnal ministers, desecrated the sanctity of communion. But a restoration ministry like this, we call back the sanctity so that we can enjoy the full benefits. When we come like this, after communion service, if it's a true reflection of what he did on the cross on Calvary, carnal brother, carnal sister, we repent. Because you discover, despite what he has done, you are crucifying him again afresh by the kind of life you live. You will soon realize he does not deserve the kind of life I live. I need to appreciate him better than I'm doing. And God is anxious to confirm the power of the cross. At the cross, the matter between God and man was settled. And it settled forever. At the cross, the power that set our heart over us, he collected it from the Garden of Eden. That power was removed from him. So when somebody called me, one online member called me earlier in the day from Bielsa, if you are watching us now, that should he go, that people are telling him to go for deliverance. Everywhere he goes, they say, go deliverance. One spirit is disturbing him. But now he's born again now. Should he go for deliverance? And I told him, I said, you are the only one that is entitled to go for deliverance. We are the ones that should go for deliverance. If you are not born again, you are not entitled to go for deliverance. What is deliverance? Deliverance is enforcing our rights that was given to us at the cross. That is the meaning of deliverance. Deliverance is to tell Satan, you can't hold me again. You can't hold me again. And the Lord Jesus has set me free. Now you have the right to fight him. Why? Because you are now born again. That is the power of the cross. And God is more than willing, more than ready to confirm that power, that he has no power over you again. Somebody, by just taking the body and blood of Jesus Christ, symbolized by that bread and that wine, If you approach it in the right spirit, as you take it, that demon will walk away and leave you. There's something knowledge does. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's why the devil downplays this scripture. The word of God is quick and powerful. There's something it does when you catch a revelation. Revelation is empowerment. You are empowered not by an anointing that is thrown on you, you fall down. You are empowered by a knowledge of who you are. I love the testimony of one of our mommy. She said, her husband is dead. She's a widow. Long after that, she keeps seeing her husband coming to make love to her in a dream. The spirit comes in the face of her husband. She was worried. This was continuing for some time. Then one day, she realized that the scripture says there is no connection between the living and the dead. You see, knowledge. And she woke up and she said, you spirit coming to me. It is written. Hey, somebody shout, it is written. Say it very loud. Say it very loud. There is no agreement, connection between the living and the dead. Therefore, from today, there is no connection between me and you in the name of Jesus. I place the blood of Jesus between me and you. She said, for some time, the spirit didn't come again. Then one day in the dream, the spirit appeared. And she was saying, come now, why you stand? Why you not come again? The spirit stood and was looking at her. And she was saying in the dream, come now. As usual, now my husband now. He said, the spirit told her, are you not the cause that I cannot come again? Are you not the cause? And he turned and went away. She woke up and she knew. So true, because I quoted that there is no agreement, link between the living and the dead. That realization stopped that spirit from coming. Hallelujah. That is not the only one. You see, it is also written, by his stripes we are. Oh, if somebody will catch that, then you will understand that the day I caught that revelation, 1989 till now, how many years? I have had no reason to go to the hospital for anything. But I fall sick regularly. I enforce what has been released on the cross on Calvary. Me, I can't die by sickness. I know that much. Praise the Lord. I cannot die by sickness. It is written by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed. I didn't say I will not be sick. But I can't die by sickness. Because I know enough to fight it. I know enough to fight any demon that will come after me. I know enough to fight it. It happened on the cross. We are the only ones entitled to the benefit of Calvary. It's so difficult. At this time, the essence of the Christian faith today, to preach the cross. So difficult to convey it. So difficult. Because motivational speakers that have transformed themselves to pastors have combed the water side of the Lord Jesus Christ, the cross. Prosperity, prosperity. And misdirected our understanding. See? So that the individual has not fully grasped what the Lord did on the cross. Every day, God makes this clearer and clearer and clearer to his people. To give you reason to push ahead. Study You see, there are various ways of learning. We learn through reading the Bible. We learn through people's testimonies. We learn through things that happen around us. How God works with His people. How God works with His people. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The blood of Jesus will never lose His power. It will never. Every opportunity for God to show His majesty, to show His power, to show His mercy, to show His grace, to show His kindness, to show His faithfulness, every opportunity to show His attributes, He utilizes that opportunity. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why He said we are called according to His purpose. That was in United Kingdom. She works in an organization, a company that takes care of mentally challenged people. And she said she went to escort one of them, I think, to the hospital or somewhere for some checkup or so. So escorted somebody with a woman with a mental problem. And she said, when she got there, the sister wanted, her patient, wanted to smoke. So she took her to the smoking area. And about some few meters away, she moved aside to allow her to finish smoking her cigarette. And she put on her phone and was watching the family deliverance program, that particular session where Sister Nena was ministering to a mad woman. And she did not put her earphone, she left it. She was listening to it, she forgot to put the earphone. Suddenly, that mad woman began to manifest. Very violently, I was screaming, "What are you watching? What are you? What are you doing to me?" And things like that. And you know, it's Oyibo. She was under her care. And something unusual is happening. So here she's shaking. She didn't know what to do. What is happening? Before you know what, they were calling all the emergency people, calling this organization that would take care of it, because she was violently manifesting as if, crying as if something had been done to her. So they are asking her, "What did you do to her?" And did she do anything? She didn't do anything. She quickly hid the phone so that they will not know. They will not link it to the fact that she was watching something. Why will you be watching something when you are supposed to watch over a patient you brought? So that will become another offense. She hit the phone and she was there confused with them until, you know, she kept saying, "Please let me pray for her. Please let me pray for her." They told her, "You pray for her, Rosemary. Don't you know it's an offense to pray for somebody in the public like that? Blah, 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 blah." You know, you both, they are finished. Spiritually. And here she confused because she knows the effect of that. It's going to be terrible for her. Because she will have to tell them what she did to that woman. And that woman was there screaming and uncontrollably. That said, 49 different people came from different organizations for that. You know how it is over there. And then the head of whatever it is that controls such things, it's a woman, came. She said, anytime they ask her, "What did you do?" She said, she would say, "Please let me pray for her. Please let me pray. Please let me pray." That's all she was saying. And she said, that woman came and asked her again, "What did you do?" She said, "Please let me pray." And she said, they took that woman to a room, and that oh God, I came, said, "Please, everybody should leave them." He placed her hand there and said, "Oh yeah, Rosemary, come and pray." She said, she laid hand and she was saying, "It's Nena I was watching. It's Nena I was watching." His nana was watching. He said that's all she was saying. And the spirit left that woman. Glory. Hallelujah. The spirit left that woman. She collapsed and suddenly recovered. And for the first time in almost 30 years, she had been in that condition. She came to her senses. I was asking, where am I? Where am I? Hey! Glory be to God. Was asking of her family members, asking of this, asking of that. A very interesting testimony of God dealing with his people. Very interesting. I'm just cutting this story short. But the details are very, very interesting. And now, the problem now, Sister Rosemary is shaking since how many days it happened. Her Oga, the owner of the company that employed her, was out of town and will come back. And find out that, number one, she has lost one of her patients, so her income will reduce. You heal somebody now, the person is to be discharged, to go home. So the income of the company will reduce. So she's sure they will sack her. Then she was told that because of what happened like that, the organization that is concerned, blah, 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 Q something, something, she was mentioning the name, they are going to write and ban her from getting job at all in the United Kingdom. She was saying she will have to come back to Nigeria or she will have to come back. That was her fear. But I told her, I said, no, because she was asking me, can God work like this? Can God walk and put me into trouble? Amen. You answer. Can God walk and put you into trouble? Thank you for that answer. I said, no, wait and see. God will glorify himself through that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I said, don't worry. I gave her the phone number of Sister Nena, and I quickly called Sister Nena. I said, somebody will be narrating something to you. Just join her in prayer, and that's all. So today she said she called Sister Nena said she'll be praying, she will get back to her. She has been waiting since that yesterday for Nena to call her. Nena has not called. She said she wants to call Nena. She said no. And Nena said she will call. Let her wait for Nena to call her. She said, in that estate, she slept off. In a dream, she saw Sister Nana walking in a path and going. And she was shouting, Nana, Nana, now. Remembering that, Nana, you say you will call me now. He said, and a voice spoke to her loud and clear. Why not talk to the God of Nana instead of calling to Nana? Hallelujah. So that was what she had. And she woke up. And she was meditating on it. She said she slept off again. This time again, Nena called her on the phone. And in that dream, Nena was telling her, change your ringtone for your phone. Change your ringtone of your phone. And then she was wondering, what change to what? He said, change it to, let it be singing, you are the mighty one in battle. El Shaddai. She said, and then she woke up, and she was worried, which battle again? She was wondering that she woke up. She said she wanted to call Nena. She said she would still wait for Nena to come, because this was happening earlier today, and she was saying, throughout, she has not been herself. She's been confused, fear, and everything.
She said, now she's awake. This physical now. And her phone rang and she saw it was her boss. She said she saw the number. She said, hey, her boss is calling her to tell her you are sacked, Abby. She was afraid. It cut off. It rang again. She said, she picked the phone. And she did not say hello. He said, the woman was saying, Rosemary, Rosemary, I know you are there. I know you are hearing me. She said she refused to answer. Fear. She was shaking. Rosemary, I know you are there. Talk to me. Talk to me. I know you are there. I know you can hear me. She said, out of the fear, the phone fell down from her hand. It cut off. The woman called back again. She said, out of fear, talking to a woman, her boss, she was answering, sir, sir, yes, sir. He said, she then said, Rosemary, he said, did you change your ringtone? Hey. Hallelujah. Did you change your ringtone? Then she remembered the dream she had. The angel of God changed the ringtone. Oh, glory be to God. That is the God we serve. Hallelujah. So, because she remembered the dream, she was saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. She was saying, I know you are afraid. He said, don't be afraid. The woman told her, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Nothing will happen to you. He said, God has decided to glorify himself through you. Hey, glory be to God. That is the God we are serving. She said, throughout, out of confusion, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, you are in this part of the world, you don't know what it means to be out there without a job. And when you have a good job for that matter, then you are about to lose it. Not just lose it with a further threat of a ban from working, you know, that was working at all in UK. That's why I was telling you that a lot of nonsense they do here in the name of anointing. You try that abroad, police will come and pack you and go. Take it, ooh, tower. Then people, they fall down, they break chair. Somebody will call police for you. That's why some time ago I was sharing the testimony. I said I was in a program in France. And the chairs, some of the chairs they arranged, these chairs they bring together. So when they are separated, there is a protruded metal out from the one they separated. So, and it's very sharp. It can cut somebody. That's how many of the chairs were. And here was I was ministering, and several people, in fact, almost everyone there, they were manifesting. People were falling under anointing. Hey, when a minister finished, I'll put that microphone. I say, oh Lord, don't let anybody injure. If they injure, they will know, they will ban me from coming to Europe. Oh Lord, I didn't get visa to come to church. I say I'm coming as a tourist. They will ban me if anybody injure. And that's the truth. If anybody injure, I go answer a question for police station tire. What did you do? You said anointing, Abi. You will show them anointing according to their law. So you can imagine how Sister Rosemary. Sister Rosemary, if you are with the phone, you can call the number on that screen and confirm to the glory of God. Because God has used you to glorify his name. But why am I giving that testimony? How we learn how God works. Just watching it and healing a mad woman, another mad woman around, that anointing touched her. Not even praying, no. The bride of Jesus Christ is getting to that estate. Hallelujah. When a sister here was giving me her own testimony, somebody was sick in the hospital and she was invited to come and pray for her. For the sick person in the hospital here in Lagos. And as she passed, there was somebody that was under an emergency, the first bed she passed to go to where she went. Just passing through that one before she got to the person she was invited for. Passing through it, that one received healing. He received healing immediately. And the relations were wondering, this one that was in coma just returned and they were removing the gadget. Just passing by. The grace that God wants to release upon us now is a grace that He will be announcing Himself through us wherever we go. Somebody today, you will receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am trying to tell you that God is anxious to confirm what He did on the cross on Calvary. If we will approach it with the right understanding. The problem is approaching it with the right understanding. How is it? Amen. See Psalm 24. Let's read Psalm 24. I don't know if you really catch the impact of that psalm. Everybody knows that psalm, but I don't know how many people really know the impact of that psalm. Psalm 24 from verse 1. Listen very well. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein is a declaration of fact of who owns this world. It is the certainty, without controversy, without argument, without anything at all. This world belongs to God. This earth belongs to God. And all that dwell on this earth belong to God. Praise the Lord. A declaration. Everything that exists here belongs to God. That's why I told my sister on Thursday. I mean on Tuesday. He said, they said, when she was, knowledge matters. So, a sister here said, her mother was looking for a baby girl. Then went to a river. Then they made sacrifice there. Then the mother took in and had her. Therefore, she belonged to water spirits. So, she has a number of years to live. And the age they give her, she don't reach the age. It remains 1 year more. And because she refused to go and serve those spirits, she decided to serve the Lord. They are attacking every aspect of her life. She was not supposed to marry her first number one. She married. And she had been warned concerning that marriage. She went and did it. Frustration. The marriage broke everything. That she belonged to water spirit. I had to tell her, it's a lie. Somebody shout, Satan is a liar. Say it very loud. That is one of the lies they tell. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. Listen very well. This knowledge, you must have it. The only source of life is God Himself. You don't believe it. That's why you didn't answer. I repeat.
the only life giver, the only life giver is God Himself. Nobody, no spirit, no power, nobody has power to produce life. So that you will be in perpetual bondage. The same spirit went anytime the mama take in to have baby girl, he will go come out and the baby will die. He will come out and be baby boy. Why? So that you will come to him. Then you will enter a covenant. Then perpetually you'll be serving it. You see the lie? But when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away.
He takes the gloom.
And fill the life with glory. For all is changed
when Jesus comes to stay.
Hallelujah. If there is anybody here that there is any strange power from a river, from a shrine, from a village, wherever that spirit is coming from, manipulating you through dream or physical, claiming any right over you, that right was broken on the cross on Calvary. Therefore, hallelujah, the violent take possession of their right by force. Violent face. Possess your possession. He has no power again. The power that he has over you has been taken away. If any spirit is having any control over your life and is succeeding, it's because you are allowing him to succeed. And it is because you don't know your rights. Let's sing one or two songs from the hymn book. Hymn number 101. When I survey that wondrous cross. Hymn 101 tells us that story. Then I will come back to Psalm 24. That's what communion service is all about. Is to survey that wondrous cross. Everybody now.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my reason. I count but lost, I'm content on all my pride.
Sacrifice them to his floor.
from his hand, his hand, his feet.
Oh, yes.
Sorrow and love flow me.
When I survey the wondrous cross, everybody once again, that's why we are here.
Oh, when I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died,
yes, sir. Fall in love with him. Let's stop the Christian faith that follow Christ for what he will do for you. Follow him for what he has done for you. You will fall in love with him. Hymn 229, that man of Calvary has won my heart from me. He died to set me free.
when he shouted, "It is finished." 229. Everybody now.
There is no more love and set me free. Bless my
Hallelujah.